You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is February 27th, 2017. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone, on our last show of February. I cannot believe February is almost over. This year is flying by so fast. Pretty soon we'll be talking about spring scents and all that stuff. I cannot believe that spring is right around the corner. Unbelievable. This year is going by at rapid speed, and I'm on for the ride. So everyone, without further ado, I'm going to go over with the show. We have a full show for you today. A lot of stuff, a lot of cool information. I really hope you enjoy it. So we have, we'll discuss what's going on in the wet shaving world, what's happening in the wet shaving world. We have a new vendor to discuss and a link for that too as well. We're going to have more content on that in the near future. So check them out. We'll show you that in a few minutes. We have some emails from listeners. Yep, we're going to start featuring our feedback on the show. I got several emails this week and I'd like to go over them with you. Our discussion of the week will be organizing a wet shaving meetup and how to do it. Meetups can be as small as 2 people or it can be as large as 200 people. But as long as you're talking shaving, it's a meetup. So we'll just discuss how to organize it and the tools and all that stuff to actually help you do so. There are some articles out there, and there's also a website, too, that can give you a hand with actually setting up a meetup. We'll talk about that as well. Training tip of the week number one is skin stretching and why and how to do it, how important it is to skin stretch when shaving with either a safety razor or a straight razor. It's very important. Training tip of the week number two, choosing the right double-edged blade. There are tons and tons of blades out there. It's very, very confusing at times and difficult to choose one. We'll discuss the process on how to do so and how you can actually be successful in this area because it's very tough. I mean, you can end up buying, there's dozens and dozens of blade manufacturers out there. It's very tough to find the one that just says you. Our vendor of the week will be Straight Razor Designs. Straight Razor Designs is celebrating their 10th year in business. Big accomplishment for them and milestone. So we congratulate them and we'll talk about them a little bit. And we'll discuss what's coming up in the future of the podcast. So without further ado, let's get on with the show. So what's happening in the wet shaving world? We have a new vendor called That's Smooth, which is natural shaving products. Now, this past week, Miguel of That's Smooth contacted me regarding his products and to talk about, you know, how to basically how to get the word out and what's going on with his company. And I was really, really intrigued when I checked out the website. It's a natural shaving products, mainly they're all natural and they contain Dead Sea mud and some other really different materials and products inside them. I thought it was really interesting when we went back and forth with some on the company and what the products are, and he's actually sending me some samples, so I'll be able to go over it in the next show of how they work. But he was just selected to supply Whole Foods in New York City, so they're gonna actually be in a brick and mortar store. And I'm pretty sure from after checking out this website that they're going to be probably in all the Whole Foods soon. So check it out. That's Smooth. I left the link in the show notes. And we look forward to discussing more with talking with Miguel more in the future about his company and his products and giving a full review too. So I'll have a video and everything on that coming up in the near future. But really interesting because I've never heard of anything made of Dead Sea mud. And this is the only product to contain that. So we'll check it out and we'll see how it works, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be some great products and good reviews online so far. So check them out. That's Smooth. The link to the website is in the show notes. So I've also received a few emails from some listeners. In the last 2 weeks, I did receive several, but I wanted to share them with you right here in a nutshell, basically. So Josh sent me an email regarding a bent guard and adjustable Gillette safety razor. So we discussed how to bend the guard back in place. And I wish, you know, Josh good luck and how to get the razor going. But if you guys have that question yourself, there's some great websites to show you how to do that. You know, a simple Google search will do it. Razor Emporium is a company that that's been around. I think one of the companies been around the longest, and they do repairs and everything like that. I think he has a video on his site. I'm not sure. Razor Emporium of bending a guard, but if not, you could take like a rag or a soft rag. You put it over a very very thin screwdriver, flathead screwdriver, and you can go in there and kind of play with it where the bend is, and you can bend it back yourself. Be careful and watch a few videos before you do that. I will have. If I can find it, I'll find some videos and show it in a future show. I couldn't find it this week of how to do so. There's a couple of them really nice out there, but I'm pretty sure if you send an email out to Razor Emporium, they'll be able to give you a hand with that too. So check it out, Razor Emporium, for any repairs of bending the guard back if you can't do it yourself or you're afraid to. Also, a Christian contacted me regarding converting to a double-edged razor for head shaving. So we went back and forth a few times, and we discussed the Feather Popular, which is my choice of head shaving because it's the one I used for many years. And he went and he purchased one, and he said he had a great shave with it, and it took him a little time. He's working on his technique and getting it, but he didn't have any nicks and cuts, and he's going to keep me updated, and we'll update you in the show. So, Christian, good luck with the head shaving with the Feather Popular. I'm very happy that it's working for you, and thank you, Josh and Christian, both for the emails this week, and wish you guys good luck, and let me know how everything works out with the razor, with the razors and the head shaving as well. So we're going to talk about organizing a wet shaving meetup. Are you interested in making new friends? Well, organizing a wet shaving meetup is easier than you thought. Remember, no meetup is too small, and no meetup is too large. There are some excellent resources out there to help you. I recently, actually it was about a year ago, I wrote an article based on how to actually set it up with five steps. How to actually make a, so I'll go over the five steps with you right now. And it's on, if you're looking for it, it's published on the How to Grow a Mustache website. I have it shown on the show notes, a link on the show notes. So we'll talk about step one. You have to have a date for the meetup. So set a date. And stay tentative to it. You want to make sure that your date is set in stone, basically. Because when you start changing it, people make plans. They want to go. Sometimes people travel. Sometimes people are, you know, they have work. Hey, I'm one of those guys. I'm working all the time. Trust me. When I go to a meetup, I have to plan it out. I have to request time off from work to do it. It's a big thing. So keep that date, you know, really, really solid. You know, stay a date. Make a date and stick with it. Choosing a venue. So after you've established a date, you want to choose a venue or a meeting place, and stay firm to the place you decide to. And because again, we're looking at not just you or the local people. We're looking at people. Some people might be traveling, so choose a venue and stick with it. Contact the venue and make sure that they know and that everything's cool and that all, you know, that the date is set and everything's good. Also, know your group and interest. If your group is also into coffee or they're also into like beer, a brewery or a coffee shop might be the place of choice. Or if they're into, you know, sports bars or want to have some wings, you know, a sports bar is a good choice too. So take a look at what everybody's into, because you want to make a lot of times, and here's the most important part. A lot of times with meetups, you guys have talked. I know I talked to hundreds of people online. We've talked online many times. We've never met in person, and it can be a little awkward. Breaking the ice can be tough. Having a neutral place to where everybody has an interest, such as like a brewery or a coffee shop or a sports bar or something, it kind of eases that blow of breaking the ice. So make it as easy as possible, because the last thing you want is a bunch of guys just sitting around just not saying anything. But I'm pretty sure, to be honest, with wet shaving, they're going to be talking about something. So I wouldn't worry too much about that part, but breaking the ice is important. So look at a venue that everybody wants to meet up at and just choose that, because that usually is what will work and help break the ice and make it a little easier transition. Create an event page or website. So if you're going to do a large scale meetup, you're going to want to have it on the web, or you want to have a Facebook page or something like that. Facebook pages usually are the best. They're easy to make and they're cheap. Or you can do your own website, which might, you know, cost you something. Or you can go to wetshaversmeetup.com. Now, this website is a site that's dedicated to just basically letting people know just telling people about your meetup. and it's free. And there's a couple gentlemen on there that will give you a hand with setting it up, and they'll put it, they'll load it onto the page as well. So, I mean, that's really cool. I mean, that's definitely shavemeetup.com is the go-to for me, go-to for many guys in the wet shaving community to go check out for meetups. So wetshavingmeetup.com is that site, or you can do your own site or a Facebook page, or you can do all three if you like. So, yeah, definitely create an event page, and this will let people know. And then invite your audience to it. You know, send the link out, or if you're on Facebook with a Facebook page, you know, invite all your friends that you want to go or that, that you feel that would be interested in going. And let the artisans and vendors know. So if you're going to have several people coming, maybe this may not be the thing for you, but if you're going to have, if you want to make a big meetup with like 15 to 25 people, maybe, you know, having a custom soap or aftershave might be pretty cool. I think so. Let the artisans and vendors know what's going on, because let me tell you something. Our artisans and vendors, they're very friendly people and they enjoy meetups. They love them. You might be surprised in what you get. You may get some free samples. They may actually send some raffle stuff for you or make you a custom soap and aftershave. So once you've got the date, once you've got everything set, let the artisans know that what's going on. Send out an email, send out a page on Facebook, or contact them directly and let them know you're doing a meetup and you'd like them to be part of it. And you'll be surprised on that, the actual the brotherhood and the actual family essence you're going to get from these guys. They're going to send you stuff. They're going to talk to you. If anything, they'll help you through the process. And that's something that I'm really impressed with the wet shaving community is just the artisans and the vendors. They really, really help out with this kind of stuff. So ask for samples, business cards, bumper stickers, novelty items, anything like that. And I'm really sure that you're going to get some nice packages. And it's really great if you can get a custom soap and let the people who are coming know so they can purchase them in advance and get them at the meetup. So, yep, step four is let the artisans and vendors know. And finally, step five, set it up and have a blast. It's come. The day has come. All your hard work has paid off. It's time to have some fun. You know, arrive anywhere from an hour, 30 minutes to an hour in advance to set up the venue and let them know. And have, if you want to have name card tags or something like that, that's cool. But be there before everybody else is because you're hosting the meetup. Have the stuff set up on a table of whatever you're giving away or showing off. And you know what? Get ready to have some fun because this is going to be awesome. Just remember that like we discussed before, vendors, a lot of members may be shy at first. So it's important to greet everyone and introduce them to the group when they walk in. And remember, you guys will be walking in possibly as strangers and leaving as old friends. So guys, that's it. Those are the five steps to setting up a wet shaving meetup. I hope you, if you do want to do one and you have some questions, feel free to email me as well. I've hosted a few of them, and not only that, I can get you the answers or refer you to the right guys. So if anything, good luck with your wet shaving meetup endeavors and have fun with them. That's the most important part. So training tip of the week number one, skin stretching and why and how to do it and why it's important. Skin stretching, it's just that. Stretching your skin so the blade can cut the hairs evenly. This process is often overlooked with safety razor shaving, but is very important with straight razor shaving. Now what I mean by that is you cannot straight razor shave without skin stretching properly. It's impossible. I can tell you right now you're going to cut your face and you're not going to have a very good experience. And the straight razor guys, the very experienced straight razor guys, will tell you it's impossible to shave without stretching. Now, the safety razor guys, a lot of them, when they start out, you'll see a lot of them will use it like they're using a Mach 3, like such as a cartridge razor or something like that. Well, you don't have to skin stretch. It's not important. Even though you should, nobody does. So when I started off safety razor shaving, when I converted from cartridges, I didn't skin stretch at all. But when I started to straight razor shave, I started skin stretching. And then when I went back to using a safety razor in between, I started using the same technique. And boy, oh boy, did my shaves get better. So it's very important to learn how to do that. Now, it's also important not to overstretch, because if you overstretch, meaning pull your skin too tight, it will... It won't be good for it's the exact same thing as not doing it. It turns the hairs the other way, and it doesn't make, and it's the experience is going to be just as bad as not skin stretching at all. So what you do when you skin stretch is you just take two fingers and you just gently lift the skin about an inch before you're going to shave. And just, you know, you don't want to pull too tight. I'm doing it right now with my headphones on. It's kind of funny. But you just want to pull just enough just to get them to be at like a 90 degree angle up, just to be 100% straight for the whiskers on your face. And then just lightly shave like that and just keep adjusting as you go. Now, a lot of guys, there's tools you can use to actually help you with that, because sometimes your fingers will slip, especially if your face is wet. You can use an alum block, which is alum block is used for just about everything. You can do it with it seals your face. I mean, it's got a lot of uses. You can use that. Just get your two fingers dried off on that, and it will give you traction on your face. Or you can use, there's a skin stretching sleeve out there from Phoenix Artists and Accoutrements, and it's made of a cotton sleeve that you put over your finger, and that does the same thing. It keeps the traction. It's $1 on the website, so if you're making an order, you want to just add one on there. It's pretty good. I have a video, actually. I have the show in the show notes here. I did this video a year ago with the skin stretching sleeve when it first came out, and it really works. And I show you how to do it with a straight razor and a safety razor. So it's pretty cool. Check that out as well. So skin stretching is really important, guys. Something to practice. There's tons of videos out there on why to do so. Check out mine too with that new sleeve, and it just shows you the process as well. Not only just the sleeve, it shows you the process on how to do so and how important it is too. So don't forget the skin stretch and to learn. Straight razor guys, you already know what I'm talking about. And safety razor guys, if you haven't started skin stretching or tried it, try it. You know, give it a shot. I guarantee you your shaves are going to be 10 times better than they were without. So moving right along, training tip of the week number 2 is choosing the right double edge blade. So this process is can be difficult. There are literally dozens and dozens of blades out there right now. I mean, there are companies that are coming out, and it's like every other month I hear of a company I never even heard of. Ask 3 people, you'll get 3 different opinions on blades. So experimenting is the key. When trying a new blade, make sure to take your time to learn them. So I when doing this, it's very important to learn the blade before you say, I don't like, yay or nay, basically. So I recommend sticking with the blade for at least 2 weeks before making assumptions. That's at least 5 shaves a week, 10 shaves. Use it, you know, use 2 or 3 of them if you have to, but get a good understanding of this blade and why you like it or dislike it before you move along to the next one. A lot of guys will use it for once or twice, say, I don't like it, and then they throw it away. But I think you should use it for several times. Now, if you're having problems with your face and it's cutting you up or it's irritating you, then you could stop using it right away. But I definitely recommend using at least 2 weeks. There is a site dedicated to mixing and matching blades. It's called tryblade.com. And so instead of buying 20 or 30 or 100 blades at a time, you could buy as little, I think, as 1 blade from this site. So you could do like a blade sampler and buy like 10 different blades and try them out. That's pretty cool. Tri-Blade's a good concept. It's been around a while. They mix and match the blades. So, I mean, I'm a fan of it. You can try, you know, different blades all the time. You can do packages. You could choose your blade. They'll choose them for you. You can buy boxes of blades if you want, or you can just buy one. So, I mean, it's a really cool concept. Great, great site. Great customer service, and they ship out pretty quickly too. So tryblade.com is definitely the key to trying a blade. So, you know, in a nutshell, choosing the right double-edged blade. All right, step 1 is to choose a blade. Step 2, use it for 2 weeks. And then step 3 would be to make a decision on whether that blade is for you or not. So try it out, guys. Tryblade.com, and also remember, if you have any questions about blades, please feel free to email me. I've used many blades. I haven't used them all yet, but I've used a lot of them, and I could definitely help you out there if you need some help. So yep, remember, email me joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com if you have a question or a question about choosing the right double-edged blades. And now, time for our vendor of the week. Straight Razor Designs has been around for 10 years now. They're celebrating their 10th year. Run by wet shaving legends Lynn Abrams and Don Edelman. Now, these gentlemen have been in the wet shaving world for a long time. Lynn Abrams is a mentor of mine. This gentleman he's honed thousands and thousands of straight razors. He's the guy, he started the first Yahoo wet shaving group back in the 90s. And I remember hearing the story. There was only several members in there at first. And basically, Lynn is credited for making wet shaving, you know, what it is today online. I mean, this generally, Lynn's been shaving with a straight razor for over 30 years, probably close to 35 years right now. He's been shaving with a straight razor for a long time. And he's the one that brought everybody together online and started the first forum, Straight Razor Place, which if you haven't checked it out, I left the link in the show notes as well. But Straight Razor Place is just a great way. It's not only just straight razors. They do safety razors too. But that forum is really nice. It's really awesome. Also, Straight Razor Designs, there's a full array of quality shaving products and hardware and software as well. I mean, they have, not only do they sell straight razors, they sell hones, they sell strops. They're owned a long time, so there's a lot of old stuff in there as well. And you could just look at how it's advanced. What I like to do sometimes on the forums is I'll take a look and I'll just see how we've progressed. I'll look at some old posts from like 2007, 8, 9, and I'll look how in the last 10 years how we've progressed and how it's gotten to where we went from just a few people to now we have thousands and thousands of people all over the world wet shaving and talking about it. So it's really great. Check them out and tell them Joe sent you. And have a blast when you're doing so, because you will enjoy it. So guys, that's all I have for us this week in the podcast for you this week. So what's in store for the future of the podcast? Well, we have next week, or in 2 weeks, I'm sorry, we'll have what's happening in the wet shaving world. We're going to talk about single edge safety razors. That's right. We are going to discuss single edge safety razors and different types, from vintage to new. And we'll go over blades as well. It's a really cool concept. A lot of guys like single edge blade safety razors, but I think sometimes they get put to the wayside. But we're going to talk about them. We're going to dedicate a nice little segment to single edge safety razors as well. We're also going to talk about how to clean and maintain your safety razors. It's important to clean and maintain them while you use it, especially vintage ones. And when you first pick one up from an antique store or online or eBay or something like that, how to get it ready for shaving. So, guys, remember, please contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. If you have any questions, I will feature it on the show, and any comments or concerns as well. Remember, our show is powered by sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for letting us use his platform and his website, and for all the wet shaving work he does for the community at sharpologist.com. And most of all, guys, I'd like to thank you, the listeners, because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here, this podcast wouldn't exist, and I wouldn't be having all this fun, and I hope you guys are having fun listening as well. So don't forget to check out my blog site, shavestraightandsafe.com, say that three times fast, for tips and interesting wet shaving stories. And please feel free to contact me, as always, at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. And also, I have a link to my YouTube channel, because I have some oddball videos on my YouTube channel, so check that out too, and let me know what you think. Also, if you're a vendor and you'd like to be featured on the show, please contact me via email. And remember to join us on the Wet Shavers Roundtable, which is a weekly wet shaving live TV show every Saturday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's wetshaversroundtable.com. Our next show will be March 13th, 2017. Can't believe it's March already. And I look forward to seeing you guys there. Remember to shave straight and shave safe, guys. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Bye-bye now.